Bucks Fizz are back. They are set to tour the world with a 70-date world tour, and I'm thrilled to say Cheryl Baker and Mike Nolan join us now. Afternoon, guys.
Hi Alison.
Do you know what? I'm always excited when I get the chance to talk to you. I was such a massive Bucks Fizz fan, obviously still am, but if someone had told me back then that I would get the chance to interview Bucks Fizz, I'd have just been beside myself. I remember queuing for hours down on what would have been, I suppose, our price. They don't exist anymore, do they? Down on Western Road in Brighton, so I can get my cassette signed by you. Brilliant. But people do have such fond memories of the band, don't they? It just takes them back, you know, to a time and a place in their lives.
Well, I think that's why, you know, on this tour we're hoping to see as many people as we can, because we're just going to, it's going to be nostalgia. We're going to do all those hits and a few of the old album tracks and just have a great fun time. It's there's four of us now. There's me, Mike, Jay,
and
we've got Bobby McVeigh, who did Eurovision in 1983 for the UK. So it's been fabulous. We're rehearsing at the moment, and we just, it's difficult to rehearse because we laugh so much. It's true, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, it is good fun. I mean, especially with Bobby, because Bobby's new in the band. He knows our stuff, but before Bobby joined, we were three. And with all the harmonies and everything like that, we had to work them all out differently. Now we've got to redo them. But we're picking songs. Our show this year is like, we haven't got a support act. We're just doing it, the whole show, and it's going to be in two halves.
Okay.
And we decided to go back with a lot of our old material. But these are songs that we've never sung for years and years and years.
Oh, God.
And Bobby comes in, and he's learning them, but so are the three of us as well.
It's quite handy, really.
Well, the handy thing is I remember everything and they don't.
Oh, yeah, you can believe that.
You're going to let them away with that, Cheryl. So how come Bobby's joined? How did all that come about?
It just, years ago, I mean, he's always been a friend of ours, because back in the Eurovision days, you know, he was a friend of ours. But he also even went out with our wardrobe lady for a few years. So we knew him very well, and he got on really well with Mike. And then it was about 7 years ago, 7 or 8 years ago, we said to Bobby, it just felt wrong that we were three. It felt that we shouldn't be a four again. And I rang him. He lived in Wales at the time. And I said, we'd love you to be in the band. And he said, I'd love to, but I'm emigrating to Italy.
Oh.
And he does actually live in Italy. But this year he rang Mike Nolan and said, oh, that's you, Mike, by the
way. Is that me, Cheryl? What's Mike Nolan doing?
And he said, do you know what? I really miss singing. So if you're still interested, I'd love to come and work with you. So,
brilliant.
So he's left his poor wife back in Italy.
Mm. Mind you, they're happily divorced,
milking
now,
the
aren't they?
Sheep, eh?
Yeah. They're happily divorced.
The thing is, as well, I think audiences kind of probably expect to see four people up on the stage as well.
That's the thing. It sounds better. It looks right because of all the routines and everything. And yes, you're right. People expect to see four.
Yeah.
So we can't go out as Bucks Fizz. We go out as Cheryl, Mike and Jay, formerly of Bucks Fizz, with special guest Bobby McVeigh, which is
a
bit
mouthful,
of a
but yeah. But people know what to expect.
Are,
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
The tour's called Paradise Regained. Will you be whipping off the skirt, Cheryl?
Well, no, Mike rips off the skirt. I'll wear it. He rips it.
He rips it.
You know, you made it sound like, Cheryl, do you rip off the skirts? I was going to say, excuse me, I don't wear skirts.
Imagine if you did a show and didn't include that moment.
Well, after we won the Eurovision, we stopped doing it. And actually, it wasn't until we got back together again in 2004 that we started doing it again, because people expected it. It's just, they don't remember the interim years where we were, you know, gigging in places that we didn't much care for.
No.
Things have changed, you know, since the year 2000, really. I think that was the first Here and Now tour where they brought back the sort of retro thing, the 80s thing. And it's still huge.
Yeah.
And there are so many festivals. Apart from the tour this year, we're doing festivals around the country. And where are you? You're in Surrey and Sussex. We're doing Let's Rock the Moor, which is in Cookham.
Oh, yeah.
Apart from all the gigs that we're doing on the tour, which is we're doing Guildford on the 4th of April, which was the date that we won the Eurovision, and we're doing Croydon on the 29th of April, we're doing Epsom on the 24th of June, I think we're doing Horsham, you're not far from Horsham.
Yeah, no, Horsham.
So
Eastbourne, you're at the Hippodrome
on
the 18th of April. Loads of opportunities to see you. But, I mean, you're all over the place. There's 70 dates on this tour.
Yeah, well, we're going after the UK, and the UK kind of spreads itself across into September. After that, we're hoping to go to Europe, and then next year, early next year, we'll be going to Australia. So,
wow.
Yeah, I know, it's exciting.
It's exciting, yeah, brilliant.
I never knew, I don't know half these dates.
You need to get your diary out, Mike. You need to make a note.
No,
he doesn't carry his diary anywhere.
All I do is I get a phone call, say, right, you've got to be in my place on Monday, we're rehearsing. Say, why? So, I said, you've got a gig on Tuesday. A gig on Tuesday? No one told me.
What is it like working together? I mean, obviously, you know, you've been doing it for years now. You obviously get on.
No.
But there must be, no, there must be moments, though, where you do have the odd falling out or not.
The two that didn't get on in Buck Spears was me and Bobby G.
Oh, okay.
And now that he's gone...
It's me and Gerald.
Now you're winding her up.
No, I'll tell you something very funny. Me and Cheryl, we are the best of friends, aren't we, really?
We really are.
We really are close, but the whole band, she's had some rows in the past with Bobby. I mean, and I used to sit there, I love it when people row, but when you're part of it, you don't like it. And no. When we row, we have terrible rows, but you know, they're over and done with.
Yeah.
You know, and every band, you know, I've met so many of them in the past, and they're all bands that have been together for years and years and years, and they said, how's Cheryl? She's fine. She said, you got on really well, didn't you? You fall out. So no, oh yeah, we have terrible rows. I said, same as us. And you don't, nobody knows it in a band, but you know, when you're on stage, you're on there, you do a show, and you look like the best of buddies, and you come off, and some of them don't really get on. We get on fine, don't we?
We get on great. Yes, we do argue, but then so do friends.
But that's only natural. I mean, let's not forget, I mean, you were four complete strangers when you were kind of brought together as Bucks Fizz.
Literally just put together and told you're Bucks Fizz, and none of us knew each other. But from the first day that Mike and I met, we just hit it off. I don't know why. And it's still the same. We still get on... You know, tremendously.
You fancied me, didn't you?
I did, didn't everybody?
No, I'm joking.
Oh, we did, Mike, we did. I did. Oh, my gosh, I was in love with you. Absolutely.
Are you married now?
I am.
So you're not in love with me anymore?
Oh,
that's a waste.
No, I know. Listen, it's been lovely chatting to you both. Best of luck with the tour. What's the thing you miss most when you're away from home? On the road.
Oh, for me, it's my kids.
Of course.
I should say my husband as well.
You should, just in case he's listening.
But it's my kids. I mean, I've been married to Steve since Queen Victoria was on the throne.
he's used to it.
And yeah, he's in a band. I'm in a band. So this is the way we live our lives. But I really miss seeing my children. My children are 21 in June, so they're not little. But they're always going to be my kids.
Of course.
Yeah.
What about you, Mike?
To be honest with you, I just love when I get in. If somebody, when I go home, I'm on my own, but somebody will come round. They said, "How do you feel?" So I said, "Shh, listen." They said, "I can't hear anything." I said, "Isn't it fantastic?" it's just the quietness, and I love it. But I can cope with that for a couple of hours, and then I think, getting bored now.
Yeah,
and then I phone Cheryl up, and then she goes, "Yeah, you just left. What do you want?" And then we start arguing. It's back to normal again.
Brilliant. It's been lovely chatting to you. Thank you so much, and best of luck with the tour.
Alison, try and catch one of the gigs.
I'd love to. I'd love that, yeah. And there's a lot of opportunities locally. Guildford, G-Live, Saturday the 4th of April. Eastbourne's Hippodrome Theatre on Saturday the 18th of April. The Ashcroft Theatre in Croydon on the 29th of April. The Capitol Theatre in Horsham on Friday the 22nd of May. And the Epsom Playhouse Theatre on Thursday the 25th of June.
God, you're a great plugger.
Oh, I know.
You're a great
plugger. I told
plugger.
You, Mike, I was in love with you.
Oh, I'm in love with you now. If you could do that every hour, that'd be very good.